Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back. Isn't that funny?
so-called The Frank Williams Show is being hosted by a guy named Frank Williams. That is a coincidence. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show, if you want to spread the news about this show, 818-301-5834. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Call in, say hello to me, talk about, give your opinion on the subject, or whatever you want to do. This is your show. Now, show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that call-in number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys, and thanks to everyone that been wishing me a speedy recovery here. I've been under the weather for about the past week and a half, okay? And, I'm usually okay to do the show if I'm not feeling well, okay? I'm usually well enough to do the show. But this past thing, it was a cold, I guess, a flu or whatever. But it had me, guys. I mean, it had me by the you-know-what. But I battled through it. I'm back up and running now. I'm going to be on the show today, tomorrow, Friday. I'm going to be on the show next week. Then I got a special treat coming up for you. I'm going to be broadcasting live from the beaches of Destin in June. I'll be taking some time off there with family, a reunion that we're doing in Destin, Florida, at the beaches of Destin. Oh, my goodness. It is the most awesome. You hear me, guys? It is the most awesome place I think that you can be. I know there are beaches all around the world and this and that, and I haven't visited all those beaches. But I tell you what. Excuse me. Those beaches still, I don't think, can touch the whiteness of the sand in Destin. I used to always ask my mom. I said, "How did they get to Destin when we were growing up. We went to Panama City all the time when we were growing up. And Panama City is a beautiful beach, white beach. I love Panama City, Pensacola, beautiful." White sand. I mean, white sand. Destin, beautiful white sand. So, I don't know about these other beaches around the world. I'm sure they got some beautiful white sand as well. Okay? But Destin has beautiful white sand. And you walk on it, you walk on it barefoot. You wear your shoes to the beach to get there. But once you get there and get to the sand, you take your shoes off, baby. Y'all with me? You take your shoes off, baby, and you walk in the sand. the white, pure white sand. You know, I don't care if you're the fastest man in the world, you can't run fast on the beach. Okay, you may be faster than everyone else on the sand, but you can't run fast in the sand on the beach. But it feels so good under your feet. And then they hit the water, and the water's just nice and warm. And it's rolling up on this, you know, it's rolling up on the beach all the time. Rolls up, and then it rolls back out. And here comes the rolls up, and it rolls back out. That's happening 24/7, 365. But it's beautiful in Destin. We're going to do a show from there in next month, in just a couple of weeks. And but anyway, hey, again, thank you guys for all your well wishes. Excuse me, guys. But I I've taken some medicine, and I should be good. But what's, you know, and when I start talking, that's when sometimes these coughing attacks that come on. But believe me, guys, this time last week, I was a mess. I couldn't talk. I mean, I couldn't talk. And because I couldn't talk, that's the only reason why I wasn't on the show, because I couldn't talk. But, I've been taking stuff, been feeding my body, and, you know, I'm feeling 200% better. I didn't miss a day of work, but I'm feeling 200% better. So look out. I'm back, baby. But again, thank you guys for the well wishes. Call into the show. And say hello to me, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, that's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And today's show, guys, and as you guys know, I promote the show every day on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W. Show. The W stands for Williams. The Frank W. Show. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And voila. The show page should come up there. You guys know what to do from there. And bam, now you're a friend of the show. So whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on Twitter, or whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Today's episode is trade school or college. What's best today? Trade school or college? Yeah, okay. And when we talk about this, let's say that, you know, you just came out of high school, okay, and a lot of the high schools are graduating last week and this week, and so think about it. You're just coming out of high school, and if you know, I got a lot of, older listeners, if you think back of when you came out of high school, what were you going to do? I know you may have had, you know, some college offers or college, you know, acceptance letters. Excuse me. And so what were you going to do after high school? You're going to go to college. Okay, mom and dad said, hey, that's what we got to do. We got to go to college after high school. get us a degree. Now, all I'm saying is college is not for everyone. Let me say it again. College is not for everyone. Now, I think college should be experienced by everyone. You know, the college life should be experienced by everyone. But at the same time, college, the actual college work, the schooling is not for everyone. And you come out of high school, very average student, C student, whatever. College may not be what you're going for. College may not be what you need to go for unless you've already honed in on that special thing that you've been destined for. Now, on the other hand, you got kids that are, you know, A students coming out of high school, great in school. Y'all go that way to college. Y'all A students, y'all do schooling well, go that way. That's your road right there, college. Okay? And if they're serious, they'll go there and they'll get into their books and they'll do what they have to do. And they'll make good grades through college. Come out with a degree. Go back to the C student. He didn't go to college. He goes to trade school. He goes to trade school for, let's say, there's so many things there. Let's say something simple, heating and air. Okay? He goes to trade school to learn heating and air. Okay, so he has to go to trade school for 2 years to learn that trade, to get your diploma, and then to go out and get certified in that field. Once he's certified, now he's able to go out and work on heating and air conditioning systems, residential and commercial. Okay? Now, so he goes to trade school, finish up in 2 years, he comes out, gets his diploma and all, gets certified and all. Let's say that's 3 years. After 3 years, he starts to make money the next day. Someone he knows already has a problem with their heating if it's wintertime or with their air conditioning if it's summertime. Okay? Give me a call. You know, I'm just getting started, but I know this stuff. I can take care of you. And if I can't take care of you, I know someone that can. So, you get on there and you start. You call somebody, call you and say, hey Frank, my AC not blowing cool air, man. Something's going on. Can you come over and take a look at it? Yeah, I'll be there in an hour. I got have time. That's it. Go, an hour. Over there, you hit them. You look, see what the problem is. You troubleshoot, find out what the problem is. Excuse me. You repair the unit. They're up and running. Maybe 2 hours later, they're up and running. They're cooling. The house is cooling. Oh, we good, Frank. How much I owe you? Isaac, Isaac. Let's say you owe me, let's say I get $55 for coming out here. And then that part was $30. And then the labor on that was $47. 55 and 47 is 102 plus 37, $139 plus tax, say $142. That's how much you owe me. All right. That's the trade school guy. Let's look at the guy who got great grades in high school and went off on this road to college. He's at a four-year college. But today, college is 5 years. Don't get it twisted. So this guy's got 3 years of trade school. He's out. He's making his first $160, $142. One job, say 2 hours. Okay, then you go over here to this guy that's on, in college. It's his third year. He's trying to be a junior in college. He's racked up thousands and thousands of dollars in student loans. If he didn't get some kind of scholarship or his folks didn't have money, which is most people. Then he's a third year in college. He's still in college. He's still hitting his books. But this guy from trade school, he's out. He's out in the, out in the community. He's on his first job. He's made $142. This guy's still in college, down there partying, everything, trying to get his work done, trying to get out of school, racking up student loans. The guy in trade school, he hadn't spent a lot of money going through trade school. I think the average trade school right now is about maybe $1,800 a year, or maybe $1,800 a semester. I may have it twisted a little bit there. Excuse me. But, let's say he's got $5,000 student loan. And he's out of school. He's making money. And the guy in college, he's in his third year. He's still at school. He's still in his books. He's still trying to get out of college. He hadn't made a penny yet. Actually, his pennies are being negative by these student loans. So, next thing you know, it's 4 years. This guy's still in college, racking up student loans. This guy's got, say, one-fourth of his money's paid back for his trade school, and he's out here. Let me tell you something. These hidden and air guys, at least he and the air guy that I know, I guarantee you this guy's pulling down 70 grand a year. At least. You may give or take or whatever. I'd say 70 grand a year. That's good money. This guy in college, then this guy in trade school, he's made 70 grand this year. This guy in college, he's in his fourth year in college. He's not quite a senior. He's trying to be a senior now. Because I remember I said 5 years of college these days, today. Okay, so, excuse me. So now, this guy's still in college, still racking up student loans. The trade school guy is out there making money. Now he's dating a girl. Now he's getting ready to, he's getting excited about this girl. He's going to ask her to be his wife, so he's getting ready to have him a fiance. He's making 70 grand a year, doing great. What's best today? Is it trade school or is it college? Now, they did a story about this not long ago, and the CNN reported that trade school would be what they recommend most kids coming out of high school to go into a trade, in a trade school, not go to college. Remember I said at the beginning of the show, college is not for everyone. Because, like I said, if you come out of high school and you're a C student, okay, then college probably not for you. You need to go to a trade school. Be a C student in a trade school. Learn a trade, something you can do with your hands. You'll get out of there. See, you're a C student and you go to college. Let's break it down like this. You're a C student and you go to college. If you're not doing well in college, they're probably going to send you home and say, hey, you need to go home and think about this. You're not serious. Your grades aren't up to par. Go home and think about it. And you know what I tell people at that point? Right now, with the knowledge that I know about this, okay, come home, think about it. The thing that you think about is finding a trade in trade school, getting into trade school. Because you're not going to make it in college. I'm going to tell you right now, the odds are against you in college if you're a C student coming out of high school. Be A students. Go to college. That's your road. Go for it. C students or less, that's your road. Trade school. Go for it. I'm not saying this guy's better than this guy. Not at all. There are people out here that go into trade school with C students making great money. There are people over here that's gone to college, got huge student loans, and don't have a job in their field, may have that plaque on the wall with their degree paper in it, but they aren't using it. I mean, what's best today? And so that's the way I counsel people. I counsel high school students and let them know that, hey, John, just going to be 100% with you. I don't think the college is for you. I know you got accepted to such and such and such and such. But, man, that might be the wrong turn. I think you need to turn the wheel and go this way towards trade school. Find you something that interests you. Go grab a hold of it and do it. Have your business up and growing in 5 years. Well, these folks still sitting in college, trying to get out with a huge rock of debt on their backs. Guys, I got about 20 seconds left in the show. Thank you again for listening to the show. We may have to do another show on this subject. But in the meantime, I mean, just think about that. If you have a high school student that's coming out, you may want to think about pushing them down the trade school road. Thank you, guys. Take care. I'm Frank. I'm over. I'm out. See ya.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. If I'm about to go, smile. Count the days I'm gone, forget to reach it by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now.